When emergencies take place, attention is often focused on immediate relief, making sure water, food, and medical treatment are available. But what happens when hospitals have been washed away by floods or turned to rubble in an earthquake? At a conference in London, health sector officials from around the world came together to try to find ways to make hospitals safer and stronger so that when disasters happen, health facilities will be more resilient. The event was attended not only by doctors, nurses, and delegates from international aid groups, but also by people from outside the health sector, planners, architects, and engineers, who talked about ways of building hospitals in such a way that they would be ready for an emergency. UN International Strategy for Disaster Reduction Deputy Director Helena Mullin-Valdez told VOA health facilities need to be at the centre of disaster relief.
Health and hospitals are basic areas of well-being, let's say, that when a major disaster or a smaller disaster occurs, if you don't have health facilities that function and can respond to the needs, you create yet another level of disaster.
A look at some of the major natural disasters in recent years makes clear that health facilities are vulnerable. According to the Ministry of Health, the Asian tsunami in 2004 swept away or damaged almost two-thirds of health clinics in one Indonesian province. A cyclone in Burma in 2008 destroyed one in five hospitals. The World Health Organization says there are at least 90,000 health facilities in the world's 49 least developed countries. The majority, it says, are vulnerable to disaster. Mullin-Valdez says the problem in many developing countries is that even basic health facilities are not in place.
We have to improve healthcare in general for everyday need and everyday purposes. And if it doesn't work on an everyday basis, of course, in a crisis or in a disaster, it's not going to suddenly work better.
She says health facilities are a fundamental part of community life, and it's important that they are designed to be useful in case of emergency.
It's the health facility which is becoming, in many occasions, the center of community confidence, let's say, and community gathering as well. When it comes to now vaccinations and immunization programs, etc., in many, many communities, it's the health workers that goes house by house and actually creates a network of well-being among the population.
In the past decade, an average of almost 400 events each year have met the UN criteria for a natural disaster. In 2008, natural disasters took more than 235,000 lives and cost the world an estimated $200 billion. Sayla Hennessy for VOA News, London.